I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And at the number 1, let yourself be in a beautiful grassy field. It's a very safe field, a hedge runs all the way around it. And you'll be sitting either upon a small knoll or a low chair, whichever more comfortable. And off to one side stands a tall, sturdy tree. Let's go there. 5, 4, three, two, and one. Find yourself seated either upon the grassy knoll or on a low seat. And there's the hedge running all around the field, and the large sturdy tree off to one side. A bird sings. A puff of wind caresses your cheek. And inhaling, taste and smell the fullness of a summer's day. And lastly, reaching down, touch the grass, connecting with this safe place. As you look around, something catches your attention in the hedge, over on the opposite side from the tree. And rising easily, you go to explore. As you approach the hedge, you see that it was a handle that glistened. And you can make out an old wooden door hidden by ivy. Without hesitation, reach out and turn the handle. The door easily swings open away from you, and ducking under its arch, step through to find yourself on a path winding through trees. It's not a forest, just a grouping of trees, and there are grasses and some flowers. And soon you'll emerge to find yourself standing at the top of a gentle grassy slope. And running across at the bottom, a small river. Kicking off your shoes, make your way down towards the river. It's not slippery and it's just like your field. You feel very safe. And soon you come down by the river, which is not really much wider than a stream. You could, or at some time, would have leapt across. A large rock is there, and you sit upon it, gazing at the water. Becoming aware of movement, look up to see a figure coming towards you on the opposite bank. There's something familiar about that gait, the way they move, and as they reach the opposite side from where you sit, you gasp, you recognize them. It's you. A more radiant, a brighter you, but unmistakably you. As you watch, they raise their arms, placing palms together, held near their heart, fingers to the sky. They bow slightly, and as they do, you hear the word Namaste. Without thought, mirror their gesture. Palms together, fingers to the sky, hands held near heart. You bow, and that same word fills your entire being. Not only fills, but emanates a knowing within you of its meaning. That you, as a traveler upon this earth, will from time to time meet and greet others, recognizing the light within them and knowing the light within you. There's a rock on their riverbank also, and the two of you sit facing each other. At first you want to look away as so much love and compassion flows towards you. But hold your ground. And in doing so, images begin to appear. Good things about your past. Maybe an accomplishment, something that you achieved or were recognized for. Maybe something in partnership with another or others, a team possibly. Or maybe it was simply a small kindness that no one ever knew about. And you become aware that this brighter self is helping you recognize the more of who you are. Sitting there, you realize that they are communicating with you, not in spoken word, but through your intuition. You hear them say clearly, "Think of something that you want." And you understand that it could be material, maybe a new living space, perhaps a job, a relationship, something that you've always wanted to do. Or possibly there's a quality within you that it's now time to focus on and respect. Let the images come and go until you can settle comfortably upon one. Through the veil of image, you can still see your radiant self. And at the very center of their chest, a light begins to glow. A beautiful green light, getting brighter and brighter, until a beam starts to reach out across towards you. And to your surprise, you feel that same glow within your own heart center, growing stronger and brighter, until a brilliant green light begins to reach out towards the one approaching you. The two beams connect with a splash and a sparkle of color, and a rush of energy from your more self fills your heart and fills your mind with the desire and knowing that what you truly seek will be. Again, you become aware that this brighter self is communicating, saying this time, there's something that you want to give, either to a person, a loved or a special one, a friend in need, maybe someone you hardly know but know of, Or perhaps it's giving to a part of your world that needs energy or healing right now. As the images form and you settle upon one, another light begins to glow. This time it's at the forehead of your real self. A beautiful amethyst light. And now you're aware of the same thing happening to you. The two beams grow brighter, reach out and connect with splashes of light and energy rushing back and forth. And your more radiant self lifts their hands, fingers pointing to the sky, palms placed together upon their forehead, bathed within the amethyst light. You do likewise. And once again, the word Namaste fills your consciousness. Sitting there together, it's now time to depart. Together you stand. Together you smile and bow. And together you turn and walk your own ways. They back towards where you first saw them, and you back up the grassy slope. Walking easily without looking back up the hill. Replace shoes upon your feet. Walk through the trees dotted with grasses and flowers, and there ahead stands the open gate. Duck under the arch. Pull the gate closed behind you and walk across the field to sit once again upon that grassy knoll or upon that low, comfortable seat. See the hedge running all the way around the field. Feel the tree standing nearby and touch the grass. Contemplating what has happened, remembering the good feelings, you realize that your more radiant self and the empowering beams of light are never more than a thought or a word away. Namaste. At the count of five, the meditation will have ended. Your eyes will open and you'll be safely back in the sanctuary of your own comfortable chair. One, two, three, four, and five.